You're listening to Passion with Details, and I am Mrs. Smith. So today, what I want to talk about is a visit that I had on February 12th, 2024 with my son. My son is a special needs, and I know people in the community that are minorities are concerned about their child having disabilities. And granted, it took me a while to process this, but I went in to the doctor's office and had him checked out. Upon my visit, I notated what the problem was, and she just basically was informing me, well, sometimes maybe it has to do with whom's in the home. No, I told her it does not have that effect on my child who's in the home. I live alone. Well, have you drank with your son? No, I have not drank with my son. It shows on the charts that he was a full-term baby. And, it was just kind of upsetting because it's like, if I come to you for help, and I believe that physicians, teachers, anybody that's a government official person are educators and they are teachers. So if a student per se, let's put this in aspect, if I'm a student, I'm coming to you to help me with something, not ridicule me. And I felt ridiculed because the way the questions were asked. Mind you, my son is moving around in the room doing unusual type of things. And I'm like, this is what he does on a daily basis. And he's two grade levels behind, but yet you're asking me about drinking and, well, maybe because his father's not around. And I looked at the physician and I told her, I may be young and I am black, but that doesn't change the fact that I am not dumb. So if you're going to help me help my son, do just that. If you want me to write off on something for his IEP plan that we have in effect at his school team, where they say he's two grade levels behind, I will sign off on that. But I'm letting you know right now that I do not trust you. And, you know, she was just like, well, granted, I have children too. But at the same time, that's not here nor there because you're ridiculing me. And at the same time, when you sign an oath to be a physician, you are there to do your job. Now, granted, if anything was wrong with anybody, like physical, you can see it, or somebody verbally says something to you, then that's when you can take an effect. But this to try to pry something out of me that's nothing, that's not there, is shameful on your part. And this is why I'm speaking out, because these things happen on daily, especially in the minority aspect of wherever I live in Tacoma. It's going on every day and it's unjust situations. So how do we help each other now? What I've told you, does that help a little bit? I want everybody just to sit with that example and understand that, how can I fight for my child? What am I going to say when I go in and have this experience? I want you to be able to do exactly what I did, because we all have a voice and we all need to speak about things that happen, not just let them roll under. Now, I am attending two schools, which is the Evergreen State College, and I am attending University of Washington. I also attend the Clover Park Technical College. And right now, I want to tell you guys about some upcoming events that is taking place. So for the Evergreen College, Mrs. Dean Aruga, we have February Saturday on 17th, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., authors of Evergreen book readings. February 24th, we have Youth Unity, where you can bring your children out from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. for Black History Month. And I will be presenting at the Clover Park Technical College, February 20th, between the times of 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. for a poetry session, because I do poetry. And I also want to give thanks to EOC, which is affiliated with MDC Housing. They have an event going on. It's linktr.ee/trio_EO_MDC. And you can look for college. It's a college fair. It's food provided. And it's happening Thursday, February 22nd, 2024. You guys are listening to Passion with Details, and I thank you. Hi, you guys. You're listening to Passion with Details from Mrs. Smith. And I have a special guest with me, Mr. Ray
Harris.
So tell me about yourself, Mr. Ray Harris.
Well, first and foremost, I would like to say my name is Ray Charles Harris, and I'm from Los Angeles, California. Been out in the States now for approximately 25 years. I just lost a son, and I decided that I wanted to do something quite different, unique, so I decided that I would enroll in school. And the reason I enrolled in school is to further my education so that I could fight for justice for my son, because I didn't have enough money to obtain an attorney. And I think this is one way that God was blessing me and helping me and guiding me to do the right thing for not only my son, but for other people too.
And I love that, Mr. A. And, you know, I attend the school with you at the Evergreen State College. And I've seen you here, and I've seen the progress that you have done. And you are a very intelligent man. And I am very sorry. We've discussed this before about your child passing away. And I understand your pain of fighting for what's equal. Yeah, that's what we all need, especially when it comes to education, don't you think? Not just that, our community, what we deal with on a daily basis. So, you know, give some examples. Let the people know what do you see right now that you see is unjust?
Well, what I see is basically what other people lack to see within the judicial system. The judicial system is corrupt in the state of Washington. Mm-hmm. I've been through the judicial system. Mm-hmm. I've been through the judicial system more than once, and it's been for very petty crimes that they turned into felonies. And this is one thing that I don't like about Pierce County judicial system. This is what I'm going to be fighting against. When they take a crime such as, say, it's assault, and you just spit on someone, and they want to call it second degree assault and want to give you 10 years for it. And if you don't take what they offer, which we call the plea bargain deal, they'll give you 10 years, but you can take a plea bargain deal and put something on your record which will hinder you later on down the line that you don't know that will hinder you. Mm-hmm. You know, every time you have a different charge on you, it mounts up to make it look like you're a serious criminal, when in actuality, it was just all misdemeanors that they turned around and gave you a felony because you wanted to fight. And when you want to fight and you don't have the money to fight, they give you what they call a public lawyer. Mm-hmm. And a public lawyer is just what it is. He's for the public, mm-hmm. their public, not my public. He's mm-hmm. not for me. And that's something that I would like to see change within the judicial system, far as appeal rights. Mm-hmm. When a person fights for an appeal, they have a monopoly on it, I'll call it. You appeal, and then all the appeals go to a certain little entity, and it's their entity, and if they don't want you to win, you won't win. If they want you to win, or they think you can plea bargain, they talk to one another. Mm-hmm. And what I would like to see done and change is that there be a different entity that takes cases that that will handle some of the cases instead of them having a monopoly on the appeal system. I think that would be something that I'll be looking forward to doing and pointing out later on in after my graduation.
That's very awesome. I dear, here are some points in there that I could contribute if you want to listen. As you guys don't know, I am in the process of being at UW. Actually, I'm in UW taking private investigation. And right now, some of the things that you have mentioned, I know to be true. As of today, there are less attorneys for public defenders. Yes, they do work together because it's no hard feelings. They do work together to get the information that is needed. At the same time, I understand what you're saying there. Now, there are some public defenders that will fight on behalf of the team.
Correct.
But there's very few and subtle.
Correct.
You know. And that's kind of why I want to be attorney at the end game, you know, with being a private investigator, you get to learn the in and the outs, and you get to be around attorneys and learning how they move, how they operate, and doing jobs for them. And when it comes to the charges, sometimes they have programs where if it's you have never been in trouble, maybe once or twice, maybe for petty crimes or never been in trouble. And I think that's two times that they sit and have a program to where you can do an outreach program so you don't have to get in trouble. And now when it comes to spitting, I think because you don't know somebody's health record, they put that as a felony, you know, and an assault charge. So with that being said, doing appeals, yes, they have municipal courts first, and then it goes to it's like a tier, it's a pyramid, and you can reach the highest of highs, which is the Supreme Court, to go ahead and still fight the appeal. But on that level, you really have a team to back you to go that route. And programs are dying nowadays. They are. It's because you don't have that many people that's willing to fight to have these mentor segments out for people who they see that needs the help. So they won't go and fall into a trap of being behind bars. And then you're right. When people get locked up, we don't understand what goes in there. Are they eating right? I did have a family friend's husband who passed away and didn't get medication, and he was supposed to be required. So that's a case itself.
You're right.
But who is going to take on this stuff? These cases. And now that you're in school, I gave you a lot of information. So what are you going to do?
Well, right now, I'm basically just, I'm almost to the point now to where I see a vision. I have a vision. When I first got here, I really didn't have a vision. into what I want to do. I knew I wanted to do something, but now that a vision is coming in effect and I see that there's something out there for me to do, I really haven't got to pinpoint it on what it actually is, but I know it's going to be great. I know it's to help people. You know, I haven't been around this long for no reason at all, and I want to take some of the knowledge that I've learned and share it with basically African Americans. And I'm not saying only African Americans, yeah, because there's other races that need help too. Yes, and I do not discriminate at all, but I say African Americans because I have to do me first. I have to do my people first. If I do my people first, I'm willing to help anyone. But I feel that my people need to help the most, mm-hmm, at this particular time in my journey. Mm-hmm. But I'm not discriminating to where I wouldn't step out and help anyone, because I would.
Well, what about this? With you saying that, and they bring others along, mm-hmm, you're still helping them. You create a group, right? Mm-hmm. And you allow them to bring anybody with them.
Of course.
And you understand, right, the ones that need it will come, and that's everyone
That's everyone.
You know, so I commend you on what you're doing, because that's just what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And I have an info session that I'm doing next month. So I'd like for you to come to that, because it's for, you know, people that need the help. Men with kids, men without kids.
I would love to be there.
Yeah. You know. It's a family type of aspect that I'm bringing to the community, because I want everybody to be where I'm going. Like, I want them to graduate, so I'm showing them where I went to graduate. Mm-hmm. Who helped me? Each one?
Right.
Each one?
Each one.
Each one what?
Each one graduate.
Each one teach one.
Each one teach one.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Each one teach one.
Well, thank you, Mr. Ray.
You're welcome.
It's been, always been a pleasure.
Yeah, and you're beautiful, too. I'm not going to put that in there.
Well, you guys, there you have it. You're listening with Passion with Details. Mm-hmm. See you next time.
Yes, thank you.